Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
All Mother-in-Law Jokes Aside, by Lynn, Sonoma County, California, USA. I've always had a pleasant relationship with my husband's mother. After 16 years of marriage, she still minds her own business and remembers to compliment my cooking. But my mother-in-law can be a difficult woman. She is critical of nearly everyone and everything, embarrassingly racist, and has never kept a friend more than several months. She is impatient and demanding, and can find pleasure with a perfectly sunny day. It was always too hot, too windy, or too cold to go outside, and then she'll complain that she feels like a shut-in. I've always thought of her as cranky, self-absorbed, and completely lacking in empathy. I learned how wrong I was when I was diagnosed with breast cancer 3 years ago. I spent the next year dealing with biopsies, radiation, doctor appointments, medical tests, etc. The doctors did all they could to save the breast, performing a partial mastectomy after finding the cancer. Though the prognosis looked good after surgery, 6 months later, a mammogram showed yet another tumor growing. After much emotional turmoil and second opinions from doctors all over the region, it was determined that a full mastectomy would be needed. It was like being pulled back into a nightmare after waking up relieved that the bad dream had ended. Devastated with the news, but not willing to risk my life to keep the breast, I began to look into the possibility of reconstruction. For numerous reasons, it wasn't feasible. There seemed to be nothing we could do but go for the surgery and learn to live with one breast. This was a hard pill to swallow, as I've always prided myself on having a beautiful body and have been an avid exerciser since I was 18 years old. One afternoon, my husband and I were visiting with my 82-year-old mother-in-law, and we shared with her about my upcoming surgery. Tears filled her eyes when she heard about the second surgery and that reconstruction wasn't an option. "Can I donate one of my breasts to you?" she asked naively. She was absolutely serious. Of course, breast transplants aren't possible yet, but I was amazed at her generous offer and deeply touched. With all her difficulties and foibles, I see her in a completely new way since that day. Knowing she would give me her breast if she could taught me how caring and loving she really is under her cranky guise. She is definitely a heroine to me.
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.